Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me is Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
It is a pleasure, and it's something we don't get to do very often, so we decided to create our own wine event and taste some wine together, so by gosh, we did. We have wines from Australia this morning, and we started off with the Frisk Prickly Riesling.
And you chose these two wines to bring to our dinner, our wine tasting. What stood out about this? Why did you choose it?
I really wanted a Hunter Valley Simeon, and there wasn't one.
Okay. So it's a process of elimination.
Exactly. So I went totally on the other side of the country, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But the Frisk Prickly Riesling, it was $10 a bottle. It was attractively packaged, truthfully, and it was 9% alcohol. I thought it would be a nice wine before dinner, and frankly, it was. It was exactly what it was supposed to be. It was a very simple, elegantly made, slightly frizzante wine. I enjoyed it very much.
This had a lot of peach and rose blossom flavors. It had some sweetness to it, which I wasn't expecting, but it was really beautiful with soft, stinky cheese that we had. This is another one where I would say during warm months, this would be just a really nice porch sipper, and it would also be a really good, and I mean this in the nicest way, ladies' luncheon wine. That's something that's a little bit fruity. It would appeal to a wide range of palates, and it was light with 9% alcohol.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or breakfast. Our second wine is from the extreme west of Australia, as far west as you can get from Cape Mentelle.
Pretty south.
Yes, Cape Mentelle and pretty southwest. Yes, the Land's End of Australia. This was a $15 bottle of wine. It was the Cape Mentelle Sauvignon Blanc Semillon, 55% Sauvignon Blanc, 45% Semillon. And this was the 2012 vintage. This, I thought, also would have more fruit and be a little bit more voluptuous. And it actually was really austere and could have used a bit more fruit.
Yeah, this was also pretty lean. It's funny how we have specifically tried to go out of our wheelhouse, and yet we still ended up in it for the most part. And I have to say, when I went into the wine store, I didn't really rely on recommendations, and I wasn't really reading shelf talkers. I was just trying to do something different. And this wine also had a lot of minerality to it. It grew on me. I'm not sure that I would go back and get that again and again, but it was fun to try.
It changed a lot also. The bouquet was really kind of odd when we opened it up, and once it had been sitting for about 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes, it changed a lot and I think improved. So, but if you're looking for wine from the end of the world, you know, Patagonia and Cape Mentelle, southwest Australia, about as south and as west as you can go. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.